what we're talking about, the basis for this series throughout August is visual. It is the Sistine Chapel ceiling, and this Michelangelo's creation and his depiction of the creative events of Genesis 1 and 2. And last week we said that Michelangelo really is taking us on a journey as we enter into the chapel. We have scenes of Noah, which is fitting because we're entering in from the brokenness and sinfulness of the world. And we're moving towards the altar where the Mass is celebrated, where the mysterious presence of Christ is found. And right in the middle of the ceiling, we have maybe the most famous image in Western art, the creation of Adam. Now, how many of you have seen this image somewhere in some form? I imagine all of us have at some point. And I think it is because it evokes something very deep in us. And I want to get into that this morning. I think when I look at this image, I have a lot of reactions, most of them positive, one of them negative. And I want to spend most of the time on the positive, but I want to start with the negative. And the negative isn't as much an issue I have with Michelangelo as it is I have with us and our society and our desire and our need to take things so literally. For how many people is this the face of God in your imagination? When you think of God, how many of you picture kind of an old, powerful, somewhat intimidating white man with a beard flying through the sky? You don't have to admit it, but really, this is an image that is seared into our brains. And I just begin with this reminder that God is not, until Jesus anyway, in any way human or male or embodied. As Jesus says, God is spirit. And so I want to encourage you this morning to, as we reflect on this image, to reject this as the literal image of God. Because when we try to see and touch and try and kind of make God into something that we can understand and we're familiar with, we limit God and we limit our own ability to experience the many ways that God can manifest himself. And so, that's my negative, all right? It's not Michelangelo. Michelangelo will see why he depicted God in a human form. It was not so that we would think that this is what God literally looks like. This morning then, moving towards the positive, I hope that we will be captivated not by the literal picture of God that Michelangelo gives us, but by the powerful spiritual and creational realities that Michelangelo expresses through his work. Because I think he takes this biblical story that we have in front of us and visualizes it in a way that is deeply powerful and works its way deep into our souls as we meditate on it. And I want to point out three spiritual truths and realities that I think Michelangelo really captures in this image. The first being the intense initiative of God. One of the things that we see when we first notice this is how God is straining towards Adam. I mean, you can see God is kind of ripped here, right? And you can see his muscles flexing and straining as he reaches out to touch Adam. That this is God's work. And we can especially see it in comparison to Adam's hand and his posture. So as God strains and reaches out, Adam kind of lounges and his hand is kind of limp, waiting to receive the touch. At best, it's because Adam can't create himself. At worst, some people think that Michelangelo is depicting the laxity and the laziness of humanity in our relationship with God. But the point is, as we read through Genesis 1 and 2, it was God's creative imagination that was the driving force of this narrative. From creation to new creation, the gospel is about the unquenchable strain of God to bring life into the world. And so if we read the whole story kind of through this image, it is creation. It is the call of Abraham. It is the burning bush and God's deliverance of the slaves from Egypt. It is the prophets that God speaks through. It is the incarnation of Jesus on the cross and the resurrection and the sending of the Spirit at Pentecost. All of these are ways in which God has stretched out his hand to touch us and bring life to us. And Michelangelo has captured that story in another way. If we zoom in one more time, this image of a woman and a child underneath God's left arm. There's different interpretations, but I think the best for me theologically, and Amanda Hartley agreed with me from an art historian's perspective, that this is an image of Mary and the Christ child. You see God's fingers on the little baby, well, not little, kind of a chunky baby, but anyway, those were the same fingers with which God, or the priest, would have held up the mass, the bread and the mass, the body of Christ. And so it's not that Mary and the Christ child were literally present in the creation, but Michelangelo is saying that this is depicting the whole story of God's love reaching out to us, bringing life from creation to new creation. The second thing I think this image reveals to us from the scriptures is the potential for life. Remember, Michelangelo is telling a story. He's not just painting a scene. He's telling us a story. And it's not just of creation. It's of our own human longings and God's desire. And so, to me, the most captivating aspect of this image is right here, in the nearness of God's finger and Adam's finger. Because I think it's right there where we live our lives, with this sense that there is this possibility, that there is this potential for a new beginning, for a fresh start, for life to be infused into us, for us to come alive and be awakened. I believe that this is a picture of how we live and who we are and what is at most deeply rooted in our souls. And Michelangelo has captured that hope as well as that promise that God can and desires indeed to bring us that life and that new beginning. This is a picture of the gospel as Jesus proclaims it. Repent, he says, and believe the good news, for the kingdom of God is near. Right there, just that far away, is God stretching out to us, bringing us life. And finally, I think Michelangelo has captured the intimacy of creation. See, in Genesis 1 and 2, we have two different accounts of the creation of the man and the woman. And in Genesis 1, we get a picture of God as his power and his initiative. We get a picture of God as the creator king. In Genesis 2, as God takes the clay and forms it and breathes life, and then reaches in and from the rib of the man creates a woman, we get a different picture. Not a different picture, but another side of who God is. We see God's grace and intimacy. We see God as the artist and the lover. And I think Michelangelo has depicted it this way because touch is such a powerful and intimate thing. And that's one of the reasons why we can feel, touch can be feel so violating when it's done outside of our permission or outside a trusting relationship. But when that touch is the very essence of love, it brings life. It's why while lots of brokenness can get in the way of God's design for this, God built into creation that the most intimate connection of physical intimacy and touch is the very thing that can literally create new life. I'm talking about sex, by the way, if that wasn't clear. that most intimate of human touch is what creates, what brings into being. And it's why the Gospels give us so many pictures of Jesus touching the eyes of the blind and touching the skin of those who are suffering with leprosy and holding the hand of a little girl who has died and coaxing her back into life. I think it's this intimacy, this creative intimacy that we yearn for and fear. Because we're not always sure if we're ready for that level of intimacy with God or with anyone else. It's easier to have God as kind of a cordial acquaintance than as an intimate lover. And the same is true with our human relationships. And yet, it is that very intimacy that has the potential to bring us fully alive. And if we avoid that intimacy with God or with others, with the church, we sacrifice the potential for new life and the creative energy that intimacy is designed to bring. And so as we take something away from God's Word and from Michelangelo's depiction of it this morning, I encourage you not to take away this image of God as a ripped old white guy. But do take away this image of a God whose touch is filled with life potential and who has been stretching out to awaken us since the beginning of time. And this week, find ways of receiving that touch. Open up the scriptures. And don't just read it. Listen for God's voice whispering. The kingdom of God is near. As you walk through your daily life and there's something beautiful around you, take a moment to get down on your knees and thank God for the beauty and the goodness of this world in which we live. Hold the hand of someone who is grieving or sick or even dying this week. For as we receive life from God's touch, it is both our deepest human longings and God's most ultimate and eternal purposes that find their fulfillment. Let's pray. All-powerful and loving God, reach out your hand and awaken us to receive that touch. We ask it all through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.